Om Shanti. 5th November 2019. Tuesday. The essence. Sweet children. See, but do not see. The things that you see with your physical eyes. Remove your attachment from them. Because everything is about to catch fire. Sweet children, see but do not see. The things that you see with your physical eyes. Remove your attachment from them because everything is about to catch fire. If to get attached, you need 50% of your energy. To get detached, you need double. And Baba is telling us to remove all the attachments from this world because everything is about to catch fire. Whatever that you see with your eyes, including the eyes themselves, one day would not exist. That's why, see this world and yet do not see. This is a very strong statement for detachment. We see things and yet Baba says, do not see them. How? And the other statement is, how to get detached from this world. What are the steps of detachment? Why should we not see this world? One reason Baba himself has given. The world is about to catch fire. That means the world will not last long. The destruction is around the corner. Anytime, any moment, this world will come to an end. That means this is a temporary world. So, reflecting deeply on the transitory nature of this world, reflecting deeply on the temporal, the mundane nature of this world, one must understand that there is no happiness in anything which is transitory. Happiness is only in the eternal, and the world is a temporary place to live. First, it is about to get destroyed. Second, it's a temporary place to live. Third, it is very, very deceptive. The world is very, very deceptive. Every time we have trusted, we were deceived. So world is a deceptive in nature. Also know that this is the world of falsehood. Everywhere there is falsehood strayed in the air. Also know this is illusory world. You feel there is happiness and yet when you come near it, there is no happiness. It's below the whips. It's like the mirage, the optical illusion. There is a person and you feel like to make friendship with that person because his or her nature is very good. You go near that person and you make friendship. But after some time you realize that this friendship was a deception. Eyewash. This is an illusory world. Know the reality of this world. Know the basic nature of this world. Then it's also an imaginary world. Or dreamy. It's all a dream. There's a book called Alice in Wonderland. In that, somebody says to the little Alice that you are the dream of a king. And if the king wakes up, you will not exist. You are just an imaginary figment. You are just a dream. So in the similar manner, whatever that we are seeing with this eyes, in fact everything is as if a dream that is going on. So know that this world is a dream. Then whatever happiness that exists in the world, small amount of happiness, a penny of happiness is mixed with pound of sorrow. Just a pinch of happiness in the cartload of sorrow. That is the reality of the world. Whatever pleasures, whatever happiness, whatever good things that are there, they all are fraught with happiness, unhappiness somewhere. Or ultimately they turn into unhappiness. All the sense-born happiness, all the pleasures of this ephemeral world ultimately leads to sorrow. One should go in silence and think about the nature of the world. Then the world and the pleasures of the world are very much addictive. Once you taste and you are trapped, it's very difficult to come out of it. They are very much addictive and they make you slave. There is a slave mentality. So know the very nature of this world. Anityam asukham lokam. This is anitya, this is transitory. Asukh, there is no happiness, no sukh in this world. Baba says, you see the world, behave as if you are not seeing the world. Don't get attracted to anybody, don't get attracted to anything. Don't get attracted to any place. Because everything that you are seeing will not exist tomorrow. It's just for time being. And death is all the time, hovering overhead. So know the unstable nature of this world, the uncertain nature of this world, and the only certain thing here is uncertainty. How everything tempts, how everything comes and hoodwinks the intellect, how everything comes and everything is filled with falsehood. There is hardly any truth anywhere, and if you see and analyze the world, it's the falsehood that is winning everywhere. Truth has been buried and untruth is gaining the upper hand. You see the world, you will find it is illusory. See the world, this is a flimsy dream, an airy nothing, and this world, it's a very dirty world, and this world is a very corrupt world, and this world is a world which is filled with sorrow, sin, irreligiousness, bigotry, fanaticism, quarrel, disturbance, pollution, contamination, disturbance, misery, suffering, pain. So know the real nature of the world. There is pain in everything. In birth, there is pain. In death, there is pain. In old age, there is pain. In diseases, there is pain. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. O Arjuna, look at all these four things as a detached observer and get detached from this world and develop that eternal sense of vairagya for this world, because everything is fraught with sorrow. Old age, you can't see, you can't hear, you can't eat, you can't walk. Person is bathing in his own filth. Diseases, they undermine not just the body but the strength of the soul. Death. How many of the deaths we have seen where the person is dying peacefully? Very less. People struggle to live. Nobody who likes to die. Jiveshna, the desire to live, always persists. So this is a world which Baba says is a hell at present. Stay in the world, but behave as if you are not in the world. Look at the things of the world, but nothing should tempt you, because you know the very real nature of the things. So first is, see but do not see. Now the next question is, how to develop detachment from this world? Or how to develop detachment from someone to whom we are attached? Or how to develop detachment from that place to which we are attached? Whether it is place, person or thing, object or past or some memory or something to which we are holding on. So how to get detached? First, try to know why I want to get detached. Simply, I want to get detached will not work. Why? Why I should get detached? When I should get detached? How I should get detached? What are the things I have to do in order to get detached? And why now I want to get detached? Till now everything was okay. Everything was going on. But now, why it has become intolerable? Why can't I stand it anymore? So the first question in detachment for anything, person might be attached to simply match, some cricket match, some sport, some addiction. It could be alcohol, smoking, or some memory of the past, or some place, some house, some object, maybe a pen, or some animal, or some person without whom we find impossible to live. Whatever it is, first try to understand why I want to get detached. Second, always know that detachment needs tons of patience. Huge patience is needed. If there is an attachment of 1 year, it is not going to go in 1 day. If there is an attachment of 3 years, it's not going to go in 3 days. As I said, if attachment has required 3 years, detachment might require 6 years or more. It's a double the ratio. Attachment one, detachment twice. It's not like 1 day game. Okay, I got totally detached from her or him. The memories would stay stinking. So detachment takes longer time. Another thing, third, detachment should be practiced slowly, inch by inch, very, very slowly. For example, A is attached to B, person A is attached to person B. Suddenly, if they decide, let us get detached forever, it's very difficult. That will rather have a reverse effect. That's why when there are friends and if they quarrel, after the battle, their friendship deepens, further increases. The bonds become very strong because then they say sorry to each other and many other promises and so much, so on, so on. So that becomes absolutely inverse. So any detachment should be practiced slowly. Suddenly decision to get detached may not work, because as I said, attachment required double the force, double the efforts, double the time, double the energy. Then write down the damages that this attachment has caused. If person, two Brahmins are attached and A want to get detached from B, and if they take the path of love, it is impossible. They will have to seek the path of detachment by practicing hatred, not for the soul, but for that defective relationship, for that flawed relationship. Because that is not the way Baba wants this relationship to be. So list the damages this attachment has caused. List the waste of time this attachment has caused. List the waste of energy, waste of money, waste of vital energy this attachment has caused. And every day make a new list of the damages. Today, for example, as I said, A is attached to B, mother is attached to daughter, or father is attached to daughter, or daughter is attached to some boy, anywhere it could be. They should think deeply on the damages this bond, this friendship, this relationship is causing. How much wastage it is leading to. And every day some new points should come. Then, for detachment, many times you need to forgive. Without forgiving things, people, you can't get detached. Because people have done something very wrong to us and we find it difficult to detach. So the first step here would be to forgive them, whatever they have done, just forget. In one of the Sakar Murlis, Baba said, it is not the fault of Ravan nor the fault of human beings. Neither the fault of Ravan nor the fault of human beings. This drama is accurate. Nobody is at fault. So don't put the blame on somebody's door. So forgive. And sometimes let go. Don't hold on things. He said something to me. There are two things. One is somebody is attracted to somebody. Somebody is hating somebody. So both ways, let go. Because life is a train. Life is a train. This is the compartment we were sitting. At some station, train has dropped and another passenger has come. So here A, we are sitting. The B has come here and we had developed a friendship. But now at one particular time, B has to get down because his station has come. I cannot keep on feeling regretful, or B has to get down, or A has to get down, B will continue. So this is a journey, this is a train. People come, people go. The things will happen. So first is forgive, then let go. Another is accept. Okay, change is the rule of life. Everything is changing and everything will change. Nothing is permanent here. Persons, places, things, circumstances, nothing. So, for detachment, there has to be acceptance. Accepting new situations, new scenarios, new conditions. So forgive, forget, let go, accept for detachment. Another thing is gratefulness, gratitude. Have the sense of gratitude. Okay, whatever that has happened is good. Now I see the brighter me, the happier me. A sense of gratefulness is very important. Whatever that has happened, past is past. Bury the hatchet. Don't remember it anymore, Baba says. Why you want to remember the past? Whatever that has happened. It's waste of time to brood over your past, to brood over your hurts. And there's no gain in sitting and crying and brooding and repenting for everything that has transpired in life. Now, here Baba is saying today's essence. First, do not see the things that you see with your physical eyes. Means, even if you see them, they should not attract you. Means, even if you see them, you should know the very nature of those things. And second, remove your attachment from them. And detachment is something that makes me free. There is a freedom in detachment. There is slavery in attachment. Freedom is life. Attachment is death. In attachment, person suffers every moment. There is a restlessness. There is anxiety. There is a waiting. Detachment doesn't wait for anybody. Detachment is eternal liberty, eternal freedom. It's bondage-free life. While attachment is a life of serfdom, slavery, bondage. While detachment is the life of liberty, freedom, bondage-free. So remove your attachment from them. Because everything is about to catch fire. Baba mentions this one thing about detachment, that you remain detached, you get detached, because everything that you see, everything that you are seeing with these eyes, nothing is going to stay here for long. Everything is about to die. So, detachment needs patience. Bit by bit, little by little, get detached. Very strong thought, determined thought, sankalp, reasons to get detached. And it's not a one-day game. Always know that it will take time to get detached. For anything, from anyone, from any person. And this should be an everyday process. Every day, add some new points of detachment in the mind. Because throughout the day, we keep getting attached to things, everything. If you stay with one person for 10 minutes, you feel some sort of attachment. So remove that feeling of this is mine and that is his. Nothing of this world can stop me, can tempt me. The one who is detached is the most powerful person. The one who is attached is a very weak soul, because his emotions are getting controlled by somebody else. There is a sort of emotional slavery in attachment. And emotional slavery is the worst form of slavery, because there is a constant vexation, melancholia, depressive state, feeling of being alone. So all those things happen. And detachment is a stage of supreme bliss, supreme happiness. The more the detached one is, the more one happier is. The more the attached one is, the more one is in sorrow. So think about the very nature of this world and get detached. See this world, yet don't get tempted by this world. Be with people, walk with them as a part of service. But even with service partners, one should remain detached. Because sometimes they themselves become Maya. Do work, but remain even detached from that work, that seva, that those actions, those deeds. Nothing should pull me. Once I go ahead, whatever that has happened in the past has gone. Why should I stay here again? Why should I look back? There is no looking back. This is the path of going ahead and ahead and ahead and ahead. There is no looking back. The more you look behind, the more you look back, the more you stop, the more you feel tempted. And the greatest example here is the life of Gautama Buddha. In the middle of the night, when he left his house, and that chariot and the charioteer, Channa, they reached a place and there was a river. And Buddha said, now you go back, I am not going to come. Channa said, why you are going? Look back at least once. Look the beautiful palace. Look the, your wife, your child, your father, your step, the mother who looked after him. Look everything. You are about to become an emperor of this vast kingdom. Why you are going back? Why you are leaving this, deserting this world and going and becoming a mendicant? Mahatma Buddha says, he looks back behind and he says, I see only fires and nothing else but fire and fire and fire. Everything is getting burned to ashes. I don't see anything attractive there. That's why he could give up all those. If you would have got tempted, oh, this much big, how can I give up all the luxuries, comforts, conveniences of this luxurious life? He gave up everything because he had some aim, because he wanted to explore the truth, he wanted to know the truth, that quest of truth, that search of truth did not allow him to stop there and left the world. So, have supreme detachment from this world. Do not see everything, anything that you see with your eyes, because everything is about to catch fire. Om Shanti.